Welcome to Torah Timach Hanach Yomi with the Yoyi Women's Initiative. This is Hindi Mendelowitz. Today we learn together Sefer Shmuel Bet, Perek Zayin. And here is a very monumental Perek, which starts with Pasuk Aleph, Vayhi ki yashav ha-melech beveso, v'ashem heiniach lo misaviv mikol oivav. The Pasuk here is laying out two factors, facts on the ground, which led David to consider the fact that now was the time to fulfill his lifelong dream, the dream of creation since its very first day, of building the Beit HaMikdash, building a place in this world to, so to speak, house the Shechina or the presence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The two facts on the ground, firstly, are Vayhi ki yashav ha-melech beveso. If our discussion last week, the discussion we had regarding the interaction between David and Michal about true kavod, where David perceived his kavod only in so far as it was subsumed to the kavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, David sees that he himself now is sitting in a beautiful palatial home, as we saw was sponsored by Hiram Melech Tzor. And if so, says he, it is not appropriate. I have a beautiful home, and the Aron sits in curtains, in a tent. This is not the correct prioritization of kavod. Secondly, V'Hashem heiniach lo misaviv mikol oivav. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had given a reprieve from all of the enemies who had been oppressing Klal Yisrael until this point, which fulfilled the condition brought in Dvarim Yud Bet, Pasuk Yud, Va'avartem es ha'yardein v'yashavtem ba'aretz asher Hashem Elokechem manchil eschem, v'heiniach lechem mikol oivechem misaviv v'yashavtem betach. There was a condition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had set forth through his servant Moshe Rabbeinu, in saying that when they would cross the Yordan and sit in and settle in Eretz Yisrael, and they would have peace from all of their enemies surrounding them, that would be the correct time to fulfill the following pasuk: V'haya ha-makom asher yivchal Hashem Elokeichem bo l'shaken shmo sham, shama taviu es kol asher anochi mitzaveh eschem, oloseichem, etc. When this condition will be fulfilled, then you will build the bayit in the place that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will choose. As Rashi points out, David concludes, this is the case that now HaKadosh Baruch Hu has allowed us to rest, feeling a certain security from our enemies in Eretz Yisrael. Aleinu livnot beit habchira. He calls to the Navi, Nasan HaNavi, Vayomer HaMelech al Nasan HaNavi, Pasuk Bet, calls he, Re'ena, Anochi Yoshev Beveis Arazim, I'm sitting in a splendid home of cedar, Va'aron Elokim, Yoshev Besoch HaYiri'ah, and the Aron of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is within a tent made of curtains. This is not correct. It is not correctly reflecting the balance of kavod in our world. Pasuk Gimel, Vayomer Nasan el HaMelech, Kol Asher Belvavcha Lech Aseh, Ki Hashem Imach. It seems here that Nasan gives an answer, which is, if you see facts on the ground that seem to point to the fact that now is the time to build the bayit, then go ahead and do so. We'll see in the next pasuk that that was the wrong answer, that it was actually not the right time to build the bayit. And the question is raised by the Mefarshim, which is probably in the minds of many, of how could Nasan HaNavi be wrong? The approach brought by the Mefarshim is that Nevuah, a Navi knows only, as the Radak points out, what is revealed through the Ruach HaNevuah. He is not omniscient, he's not all-knowing. There was no direct Nevuah, direct divine message to Nasan HaNavi at this point regarding whether or not it was the time for David to build. And as such, Nasan was relying not on the Koach HaNevuah, but rather on his sechel, or his dat Torah, as a Talmud Chacham. And in that case, it seems, in fact, he would even cede to David, perhaps, as the superior one here, as the Abarbanel points out, Ki Hashem Imach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu perhaps has given you a nevuah that I didn't hear. But based on Koach HaSvara, based on just my own understanding of the facts, as a human being, granted with Siyata Dishmaya, granted with Chochmat HaTorah, it would seem if you see these conditions in place, you may go ahead. However, Nasan got a message that very night. Pasuk Dalid, Vayhi ba'layla hahu, that night, Vayidvar Hashem el Nasan lemor. and it was the word of God to Nasan speaking. Rashi points out, quoting Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, who said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to appear to Nasan HaNavi with great haste, because, as he quotes, and this is brought in the Midrash Shmuel, Parsha Chavav Aleph, this person you're dealing with, this David, if you'll wait till the morning, the deed will be done. This is a person who acts quickly. This is a person who swears to set himself upon a certain course of action, and he follows through. There's no time to waste. Because if he has said he'll build the Beit HaBechira, by the time you wake up in the morning, he'll be much of the way there. In fact, we find elsewhere, in Sukkah Daf Nun Gimel Amud Aleph, how far David got. It says that, B'sha'a shakara David Shitin, at the time David was digging the yesod of the Beit HaMikdash, which can only have been in this night, he dug deep wells for the nesachim, the libations of water and wine, and dug so deeply that he reached the Tehom, the subterranean waters that had been there since Yimei Bereshit, since the start of the world, and they rose up and threatened to flood the world. David called out, is there anyone here who knows whether it is permitted to write Shem Hashem on a piece of pottery, throw it into these waters, whereby the Shem Hashem will be erased, but will save the world? There was no answer. David again called out, if there's anyone who knows the answer and does not say, step forward, that man should be choked. Came Achitophel, the Rebbe of David, and it says that Nasa Kal Vachomel, he derived a Kal Vachomel. If we can erase Hashem's name for Shalom, in the case of an Isha Sota, Shalom bin Ishli Ishtof, between a man and his wife, Kal Vachomer, to bring peace between the entire world and its creator. Following this psak, David wrote the name of God on a piece of pottery, threw it into the raging waters, and the waters receded 16,000 amot, way too much, whereby the world would now be parched. David then said, the 15 Pirkei Tehillim that become the Shir HaMa'alot, with each perek, with each chapter that was said, the waters rose 1,000 amot, until they hovered 1,000 amot under the earth's crust. So the world remained moist and viable and sustained. And this was the first chapter in the digging of the foundations of the Beit HaBechira. But it seems that all this had to have happened before the morning, before Nasan HaNavi appeared before David to deliver to him the message that would interrupt this effort. And the message was as such. Pasuk Hey. Lech v'yamarta el avdi el David. Go speak to my servant David. And David here is addressed with the most sublime title possible to a human, the servant of Hashem. Ka'amar Hashem, ha'ata tivne li bayis l'shivti, will you build me a home to rest my shechina? Ki lo yashavti b'vayis l'miyom ha'alosi es b'nei Yisrael mi'mitzrayim v'yad hayom hazeh, v'ayem ishalech b'ohel uv'mishkan. For all of the years of history, from the times I took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim, and in the 400 and some years of the era of the Shoftim, I never rested my presence in a bayit, but rather I rested in a tent or in the Mishkan, in temporary lodgings. And the message over here of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to David is, the conditions for building the Beit HaBechira did not exist in the days of the Shoftim. There may have been temporary quiet, but not the stable peace referenced in the promise in Sefer Dvarim that we spoke about earlier. And indeed also, there has to be a sustained malchut of Beit David for the Beit HaMikdash to be built, and you, David, are not yet a melech ben melech, a king, the son of a king. While there are various reasons brought in other places, namely in Divrei Hayamim, the idea of the blood that David had on his hands not being fitting for the person who would build the Beit HaMikdash, the place of Shalom, the place of peace, that reason is not brought here. The reason brought here, as presented to David by Nasan HaNavi, is the idea that the time has not yet come. It was not the appropriate time yet for the 400 years that Klal Yisrael had been in Eretz Yisrael, and still, the conditions were not perfectly aligned for this to be the correct time. Continues the message of HaKadosh Baruch Hu via Nasan HaNavi and Pasuk Zayin. B'chol asher hishalachti b'chol b'nei Yisrael, Hadaval dibalti es achad shiftei Yisrael? Did I ever speak to one of Klal Yisrael in all the time until now? Asher tzivisi leros es ami es Yisrael lemor, lama lo vnisem libayis arazim? Did I ever speak to any of the leaders and say, why have you not built me a proper home? Vata, kosoma leavdi leDavid, tell my servant David, ko amar Hashem tzvakot, so speaks Hashem, God of the hosts. Ani lekachticha min hanave me'achar hatzon, lios nagid alami al Yisrael. And as the Mitzudot explains these coming psukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is speaking to David and telling him of the chesed he has done to him until this point. I lifted you out as a shepherd with the sheep and lifted you to be the ruler on my entire nation. V'eyeh imcha b'chol asher halacht, I have been with you wherever you have gone. V'achrisa es kol eivecha mipanecha, I obliterated all your enemies from before you. V'asisi lecha shem gadol, k'shem hagdolim asher ba'aretz, and I made you a great name. The Mefarshim point out over here, this is referring to the fact that we as Jews, for history ever since, and the Berkat HaHaftorah, the bracha that we say after the reading of the Haftarah on Shabbat, with Baruch Atah Hashem Magen David, the great name of David. Pasuk Yud, V'samti makom le'ami Yisrael, I created a space for my nation, for Klal Yisrael. Unita'ativ, and I planted them here. V'shachan tachtav, v'lo yagaz od, v'lo yosifu v'nei avla le'anoso k'asha barishona. It will never happen that other nations will oppress or torture Klal Yisrael the way they have until now. There is some relative stability, even if it's not the ultimate peace promised. Ulemin hayom asher tzivisi shoftim alami Yisrael, v'anichosi lecha mikol eivecha, v'yigid lecha Hashem, ki bayis ya'aseh lecha Hashem. And here, according to the Mitzudot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying to David, this is all the chesed I've done for you. I lifted you up. I made you king. I made your name great, and I established under your rule a period of relative stability for Klal Yisrael within Eretz Yisrael. This is all the good, this is all the chesed I've lavished upon you. And you also want to build a bayit? It's not yours to build. There's a beautiful shift over here, a reframe that's highly important to us, where perhaps we would think that building the bayit or leading Klal Yisrael are the favors that David does to God, the service he extends to his creator. But as HaKadosh Baruch Hu points out, and as so essential in our understanding of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that which we do is not what we give to God. Our ability to serve him is the privilege, is the gift he gives to us. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has gifted David in unfathomable ways. This is not what David gives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's the privilege he has been granted by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the privilege of building the Beit HaMikdash is not yet his. And with this very clear message, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes on to deliver to David a tremendous promise. Pasuk Yud Bet, Ki yimlu yamecha v'shachavta es avosecha, v'akimosi es zaracha acharecha, asher yetzei mimeecha, v'achinosi es mamlachto. David has already been promised that the Malchut would be his. It was spoken through the words of Shmuel HaNavi. It was a nevuah through the mouth of Avigail. There's a new promise here. There's a chidush. The chidush is that there is a child who has not yet been born, who will continue to rule after David. Hu yivne bayis lishmi, v'chonanti es kisei mamlachto ad olam. And he will have a malchut, and here is the promise. Not only will he sit on the throne, but the kingship of Malchut Beit David will continue forever. How will that happen? We saw a king, we saw Shaul, who had the privilege of Malchut, but through his actions, he forfeited that privilege. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that cannot happen to Beit David. The Malchut of David is lenetzach, is forever. And there will be a mechanism built in whereby I will ensure that the Malchut will be yours forever. Pasuk Yudalid, Ani eyelo le'av, v'hu yeli leven. I will be like a father to Shlomo, to your son, and he will be like me as a son. What is the greatest love a father can shower upon his son? When he will stray, I will rebuke him. B'shevet anashim uvinig'ei bnei adam. I will send human messengers to oppress him or to punish him when he will stray from my path. And that will be the greatest chesed. Pasuk tetvav. V'chasti lo yaso mimenu. My chesed, my kindness will be with him forever. The mechanism that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises to David is that were his sons to sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will quickly set them straight through suffering, through oppression, through other humans who will come and torture or perhaps remove them temporarily from the throne. But in this way, the children of David will understand where they have gone wrong and they will return. Whereby chasdi lo yasom mimenu, they will never be removed from the throne. Kasha hasirosi me'im Shaul, asha hasirosi me'lefanecha, as happened when I removed Shaul from the throne, who came before you. And the promise continues in Pasuk Tet Zayin. V'ne'eman beischa u'mamlachtecha ad olam lefanecha, kis'acha ye nachon ad olam. The promise to David here, that is a new promise, is not only that the Malchut will be his, but that the Malchut will belong in his family forever. Because of the love HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show to the family of David, where if and when they will stray, they will immediately feel the wrath of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the loving wrath of a father who will act to set his child straight. Pasuk Yud Zayin, Kechol ha'dvarim ha'ele u'chechol ha'chizayon hazeh kein diber Nasan el David. And these are the exact words, the exact vision that Nasan transmitted to David. And where we would perhaps find a frustration or a resistance from David. This has been his life's dream. He has devoted himself and every resource he has to building the Beit HaBchira. He has just been told, this is not yours. We don't find resistance. We don't find despair. We find an almost immediate gratitude and realignment on David's part. Where if this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has determined to be his role, almost, so to speak, we hear in this tefillah of David, Hineni. David understands that the role he dreamed, the role he lived for, is not his. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu has defined a different role for him as Eved Hashem. And he thanks and he embraces. If this is where you take me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am grateful and this is where I will go. And the immediate response of David to this message is a stirring tefillah. Vayavo ha-melech David vayeshev lefnei Hashem. David comes and sits before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vayomel mi anochi Hashem Elokim. And the tefillah of David is so informative and so instructive to us in how a Jew turns to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The first statement of mi anochi, as would be explained, eni chedai. I'm not worthy of standing before you. There's a humility that must guide every interaction with God. Umi ve'sik ihavi osani ad halom. What is my home that you have brought me this far? Vatiktan odzos be'enecha. And this was a small chesed to you, Hashem Elokim. Even further, vatidabel gam el beis avdecha lemirachok. You also spoke not only of my days, but of the generations far to come. Vizos toras ha'adam, Hashem Elokim. Is this what a human being can be worthy of, that you would speak thus to him? What more can I speak? There's a gratitude and a humility, an overwhelming embrace from David saying, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's nothing I can add. You have prepared everything for me. It is because of the promise you made that you are now fulfilling, and because of your ratzon, your desire, or your plan, which is unfathomable, that you have done all this greatness for me. Not only the promise, but the further chesed of lehodia es avdecha. Many of us believe in the promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we're pained or confused or tormented by the question mark of when will it be fulfilled? David had the chesed of being told exactly what was in store. Pasuk Chaf Bet, Al Ken, Gadalta Hashem Elokim, Ki Ein Kamocha Ve'Ein Elokim Zulasecha B'Chol Ashono Shamanu Be'Azneinu. There is no one God like you. And just as you lifted me from all other people to rule, So too, Pasuk Chav Gimel, Umicha Amcha Ki Yisrael. Not only have you lifted me, but you also lifted Klali Yisrael from among all the other nations. Goyachad Ba'aretz. And he goes on, David, to explain the Gadlut, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has selected Klali Yisrael to embrace, just as he selected the house of David to rule over this beautiful nation. The Tefillah of David continues with tremendous thanksgiving, and then with the request, and we'll go towards the end of the Tefillah, in Pasuk Chavchet, Ve'ata Hashem Elokim, Atahu Elokim Udvarecha Yu Emes, Vatidaber El Avdecha Es HaTova Hazos. You have spoken a tremendous promise with great chesed to your servant. Ve'ata Ho'el Uvarech Es Beis Avdecha. Will you please fulfill this promise? And it's the understanding that David teaches us that when a promise is made, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still expects us to exercise the tool of tefillah, to beg to see the fulfillment of the promise. Lios le'olam lefanecha, may my home always be before you. Ki ata Hashem Elokim, dibarta, you have spoken, umibirchascha yivorach beis avdecha le'olam. And from your spoken blessing, may the home of your servant be blessed forever. There's a very profound and beautiful message brought by Rav Yitzchak Kirzner in his wonderful Sefer on Tefillah called The Art of Jewish Prayer, where he makes the point that David, in his desire to build the Beit HaBechira, was denied. His wish was not fulfilled. But he took the yearning and the wish to do so, poured it into Tefillah. We see the Tefillah over here as the response to his frustrated desire, but he poured it into a vehicle of Tefillah that we call Sefer Tehillim, where the bayit that David wanted to build was not his, but the yearning for it he poured into a Sefer that became the resting place for the yearning of centuries, of millennia of Klal Yisrael ever since. In other words, the bayit that David would have wanted to build was eventually destroyed and it does no longer exist. The yearning that David felt, which is a true spiritual entity in and of itself, was poured into Sefer Tehillim, which was never destroyed, which was never removed, which becomes the legacy and the tool of David for the yearning of Klal Yisrael for all time. Sefer Shmuel Bet is sponsored by Hilton and Leah Lightman, Lila Yishmo to their parents, Shmuel ben David, Chana bat Yaakov Chaim, Kolonimus ben Chaim, and Saratema bat Menachem Mendel.